Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, and Kevin from home. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
How are you feeling, buddy?
I'm good.
So you're broadcasting live from the school of Kevin, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it was a little weird. I think this is the first time in my career, my 22-year career,
yes,
I've not driven to work on a work day.
Well, we appreciate you broadcasting from home anyway. So what's on the agenda today?
So we got Zooms. They have two Zooms this week, 8 and 8.30. They're staggered, and then 12 and 12.30. So, starting up at 8, I got one kid already up. She came out saying that she wasn't sleepy anymore, and I said, just go watch TV.
And the first Zoom's at what time?
I can feed you breakfast.
The first Zoom is at 8?
At 8 o'clock, yeah.
All right, very nice. And you usually wear a tuxedo to work, so are you dressed up again for today?
No, I have basketball shorts on. And
well, what a life.
Bed. I'm working literally right next to my bed, I think.
Well, this time during the week, we usually give our shout-outs to people, and we got to give it shout-outs to parents like yourself who are doing double duty. You're working from home. You are going to be teaching at home. So
lunch lady at home.
Lunch lady at home.
That's right.
So do you make the kids get dressed in like normal clothes to do Zoom?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll get dressed after breakfast.
No, on Zoom, you could do like the backgrounds.
Oh, yeah. Do they get to do cool backgrounds?
No. We just have the bat. We just kind of make it where it's not the messy part of our house.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
you know, other parents don't judge us, I guess.
Right.
Were you rearranging furniture and stuff last weekend and putting up like pictures and stuff to make it look nice?
Not that crazy, but yeah, I mean, we're making sure that in the spots they're at is okay.
It's like a bookshelf with a bunch of encyclopedias. And
speaking of which, there's one that has my floating bookshelf behind them.
Sure. Hey, that, you know, that's just right. Hey, fake it till you make it, right?
Look at what great parents we are.
Exactly. That's great. Well, brother, we're shouting you out, and thanks for working from home today, and you're obviously a great dad.
And thanks for working with us, too, today.
Of course.
Yeah, brother. We appreciate you. We're bringing some kind of normalcy to his life as well.
Yes, you are.
Because he'd be missing out. He'd be like, all right, I should be doing something right now, but I'm just on Zoom.
It would be weird, but yeah, I'm kind of glad I'm doing
that. I appreciate you, brother. All right, who do you want to shout out this morning? Just show some love to someone. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Just doing your midweek shout outs right now. Annette is on the phone. Annette, where are you at right now?
I am coming from Riverview, going to Tampa.
All right, who is your hump day shout out?
I am going to shout out all the people at A American Container because we're halfway through the week, and let's do it.
I love it. How long you work there?
I have been there a little over a year.
All right,
good. I love it. Best job ever.
Whoa, that's great to know that you're going to a job that you love.
It is.
Well, you have a great day, and thanks for calling.
You do the same.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Lana, who do you want to shout out today?
I'm going to give a shout out to all of the students going back to school at UT. They start school today, and everybody that works at the school. So big shout out to you guys today back to school.
Yes, stay safe, and when in doubt, mark C. Because that's usually the answer.
I haven't used a B in a while.
Was it B or was it C? Yeah. I forget what it was. Most likely C. I don't know.
Stop it.
Don't take that advice.
And you'll end up on radio.
You'll end up on radio. All right, I want to shout out the Lightning because this happened last night in overtime.
Puck taken to the outside by Pilon. Pilon is shot, and it went off the glove of Pilon. Wrap around attempt by Maroon. Rebound, score! It's Pilon! And the Lightning have won in overtime!
Yes, they did. That was fantastic. I loved it. All right, coming up at 7:05, your morning motivation, and then a 7:15 second date update. Mr. Luke Bryan, it's Move right now at 99.5 QYK. Good morning. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Time for your morning motivation. Lana, what you got?
The most important things in life aren't things.
Ooh, that is so true.
Yep.
Very true. Friendships, relationships, all that would come way before things.
And I think we just all need to be reminded because we're constantly wanting this and we're wanting to buy that and remodel this and do that. But what you should be doing is just taking some time out and spending it with your family and your friends.
Lana.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
I value Thank you, JR.
I value you very much as a friend and a coworker.
You should. I'm pretty special.
I'm glad that you know your worth. Dustin Lynch, Mama's House, and then your 7:15 second date update coming up on 99.5 QYK.
For the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, let's do it. Brand new 7:15 second date update, 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Today we had Zach, who reached out to me on Facebook looking for some help with this girl Katie that he went out with. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Thank you for reaching out to us, man. We'd love to help you out. So tell us about this date with Katie. How did you guys meet? How'd the date go? What's going on now?
Well, we met on Hinge, and we got to talking on there. She seemed cool. I figured let's set up just something casual. So we did a lunch date at that.
Nice.
Oh, such a great place.
Right. And it seemed just easy, no pressure. So we showed up, and we got to talking. Things seemed to be going well. The conversation seemed to be, you know, easy flowing. There weren't any real, like, stops that I noticed. She's a great-looking girl. I thought everything was great.
So she looked like her pictures?
And she did look like her pictures.
Do you look like your pictures that you put up?
I think I'd look like my pictures.
Right. Okay.
I mean, that could be right out the gate bad news. But all right. All right, cool. We'll take your word for it.
No, it was the real Katie. And the problem is now, I don't know what's going on. Like, she just responds like one-word texts. I don't know if she's busy. I mean, it's not really a time where everyone's so busy right now, right? You know? So I don't know what I can, what else I can do. So I just needed some help, because every time I try to set something up, it's just like a okay, or, you know, I'll, to you, or something. Like, there's not anything definite moving forward.
How did the date end? I mean, did she seem interested in going out with you again? Was there any kissing or anything?
No kissing. I didn't want to, like, try to impose anything, especially like on a lunch date. I feel like it's just like a casual.
That's casual.
Let's just get to know each other more a little bit. So I thought it ended well. I was trying to be a gentleman and, you know, here, pay for the meal and okay, we'll go on our ways and we'll talk and we'll set something up in the future. And it seemed good.
So you've been reaching out now, and have you asked about going out? Have you played out and said, hey, let's go out again?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Like, I'll send her a text, like, hey, I had a good time. And she'll say, like, yeah, me too. Like, I don't know. And so I figured, okay, she's kind of busy. I'll hit her up, like, in a day or two, like, try to set something up. And so I waited, and then I sent her another text, like, you know, hey, I had a really good time. You know, I would like to see you again. And I'd get, like, a response back, like, I'll get back to you. And so I just, like, okay. And then I just waited, and nothing would happen. And so I've only texted her a few times, and now I'm resorting to you guys.
All right. Well, we're going to see if we can help you out. Let's do this, Zach. I'm going to put you on hold, and we will try to get a hold of Katie for you, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Right. Hang on. Well, Zach is very confused about his date with Katie. It's a 7:15 second date update, 99.5 QYK. Lana, first impressions of Zach.
Well, they went to lunch at Dat's, which is an amazing place. I know the food was good. The atmosphere is fun. So said the conversation went well. Now she's not responding back to him for a second date. So I don't know what went wrong here.
Yeah, so he was saying that he was getting like one-word answers from her. Mm-hmm. But then when he would bring up the idea of going out again, nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're texting as much now as they were earlier before the date.
So we're going to see what's going on. We're going to see if we can get Katie on the phone and find out what exactly is keeping her from getting back to Zach.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Katie?
Good morning. Speaking, yeah.
Hey, Katie. This is JR and Lana and Kevin over here at Tampa Bay's Morning Crew at 99.5 QYK.
Really?
This is us, yeah.
Good morning.
Oh, hi.
I'm hoping you've heard of QYK. I think you have, probably.
Yeah, definitely have.
All right. Well, listen, we want to see if we can talk to you for a second about a date you recently went on with a guy named Zach.
Yeah.
Is that okay if we talk to you in the air real quick about him?
Yeah, I mean, okay.
I'll tell you what we know about your date. We heard you guys met on Hinge. You guys went to Dat's for a little lunch date. He had a great time with you. He said you were very beautiful. He didn't feel like there was any lulls in the conversation. And I guess you guys texted a little bit afterwards. But every time he brings up going on another date with you, he doesn't get anything back. So What's the deal?
Yeah, there's not going to... I don't think I want to see him again. To be honest, the guy's a complete jerk.
He's a jerk?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to just, like, put it out there like that, but I'm not going to hang out with him again.
Can you tell us why he's a jerk or what happened on the date?
Well, basically, you know, we met up for lunch, and I just spent an hour sitting there and listening about, this is just so crazy in 2020, but this man was sitting there telling me about gender roles and how, like, women shouldn't be in the workplace, and what? It would be better if we were just at home raising kids. It's just, like, super inappropriate, and I'm a real estate agent, and I've built a business, and I just couldn't imagine why any man would feel comfortable telling me I should be in the house when I'm thriving. It was insane.
Well, even if you weren't thriving, he shouldn't tell you that. Yeah.
No, I mean, it just seems even more odd. Even if I was just starting out, it's just a terrible thing to do. But he was like, you know, he didn't want to change the subject. I tried a couple times, and he was just really passionate about it, believed that women don't belong in the workplace. So it was just, insulting, hurtful. And I'm like, I don't know what this man is going to teach his daughter, but this whole, you know, this is just really unfortunate that someone still has these archaic thoughts in like, present society.
Yeah, I can imagine how that would be.
Can we please get him back on the phone?
Honestly, God, if you saw Lana and I's face right now, our mouths are about to hit the floor. Wow. Okay, well, definitely get why you would not be calling him back right now. As we actually have Zach on the phone with us, Katie. I got to hear what he's got to say about this. Zach?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, you just heard what Katie had to say. Please tell me that I'm not hearing that correctly.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about things going on in the world, and I was just giving her my opinion on how I think if we just went back to the way things were, you know, then there would be less complaining. There would be less, basically, chaos going on.
And not working? That doesn't even make any sense. Are you for real right now?
Well, yeah, most of the people that complain tend to be women. I mean, so if they just stayed home and, you know, raised kids. And in school, the school year is about to start. And who's going to be taking care of these kids? They're not going to school. We might as well just have things be the way they were. They stay home, you know, the man goes to work, makes the money, comes home, has food ready for him. The wife
My
is
fist
taking
is
care
clenching.
Of the kids
I want to punch this guy through the phone.
Well, let's not invoke violence here, but I understand what you're saying.
There was really a peaceful time. If you remember back in the 50s, there weren't any big problems in the world. Everyone seemed to be happy. The whole baby boom generation, like, it was a great time.
You know, I'm sure it was a great time, but it's 70 years later. Zach, what about all the women who are, some of them are high up in our government. Some of them are CEOs. CEO of this company
right.
that we work for
yeah.
is a woman. I mean, what
some
about...
Some of them are part of big morning shows.
There you go. I'm sorry, Lana. Absolutely.
Hello.
How about Lana, who gets up every day at 3:45 and does this? And all the other women that get up, and not only are they professionals, they're also homemakers on top of that. Or they are working from home so they can teach their kids. Are you not impressed by that? Because I know I am.
I mean, would they do a better job if they focused just on the kids? The kids today are, some of them are unruly. Everyone cares about cell phones and all that stuff. And just imagine if we had a parent that focused only on raising the children and doing things with them, would they be, you know, out there on the streets running around? Or would they be with their mom and she would be showing them and nurturing them the right way?
Katie, I'm going to let you go in on this real quick before we give our opinion. Go ahead, Katie.
Yeah, I just think you are completely insane. I don't know which modern woman would give up everything just to appease you in this way. It's unrealistic. It's offensive. That's why I'm not responding to you. I can't deal with someone like you.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, Zach. I'm pretty taken back by your view on this, man.
Katie, I'd block his number at this point. don't even need to get a text from him.
I would usually tell you, Zach, you're going to find someone out there. I don't think you're going to find someone that with that aggressive of a take on gender roles, man. I just think that's very archaic. I mean, you mentioned the 50s. There's a lot of things happened in the 50s. Gas was 25 cents, too, but that just doesn't happen anymore. You know, things have changed.
And some women don't even want to have kids anymore. They just want to have careers.
I think you're missing out on some exceptional women, too,
wow.
by the way.
I think
I think those women are missing out. I mean, to raise a child is, like, think what they're meant to do. That's the reason why they're
able to get pregnant. Oh, my God. Can we get off the phone, please?
All right. Well, listen, I'm completely sure that Katie does not want to go on another date with you, Zach.
Absolutely not.
I would just encourage you to reevaluate that a little bit. Ask your friends,
Jay,
maybe.
I don't think this guy.
I'm just trying to give him something here.
I know.
Anyway. Well, hey, listen, man, we got you some answers. She doesn't want to go out with you again. So take care. Katie, thanks for your time. Good luck with your business, too. I hope you keep thriving. That is great. And have a great day, guys.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Well, we know why that guy's single. Goodness gracious.
That's just, I don't even know what planet that guy's living on right now.
All right, we want to get your feedback right now. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Hit us up about that one. That's crazy. Chris Jansen done right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Hope you're having a great day so far, and thanks for having us on. Talking about our 7:15 second date update we just had between Zach and Katie. We are so glad Katie is not going back out with Zach.
Oh, yeah, there's no way she would.
And we're glad that Lana has not left the building to go find Zach, because Zach decided he was going to define what gender roles should be. And right. That was for a woman to stay at home.
Take care of the kids, help them with school, and not work.
He said that women are, you know, they complain a lot about having to do all this, so they should just stay at home, because that's what, quote unquote, they were meant to do.
I was like, what stone age is this guy living
in? He goes, remember the 1950s? I go, no, I don't. That was 70 years ago.
Exactly.
Anyway, all right, wanted to get your responses right now about Zach and the 7:15 second date update. Jennifer in St. Pete, what do you think? Jennifer, are you there?
Well, she would hate me because I'm an electrical apprentice, a single mother of twins, whose house is clean currently.
Yeah, it was insane that he thought that women couldn't have a career and be, you know, a homemaker or whatever.
He is absolutely deserving to be single the rest of his life. And that lady, go on, girl, keep doing your thing. Because right now, my spirit's hurt from clenching it so tightly.
Yeah,
I told ya.
All right, Jennifer, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Hey, Joel, what do you think about this second date update?
I listen to you guys every morning, and this morning was a special one. I just want to say my girlfriend, she is an alpha female. I told her when we first dated, like, I would not care if I was a stay-at-home dad. If I got to take care of the kids, it's whoever brings in the money. I think it's a fair share with whoever wants to take that opportunity to be a part of your child's life and stuff. So when that guy was saying that, I was like, you said, it was 70 years ago.
Right.
So I was a little blown away from that.
Yeah, Lana, we had to calm her down. She has a nice
Where did this guy learn this? Like, where's he been?
Yeah. In the woods, apparently, for a long time. All right, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Not a problem. You too.
Bye-bye. Hey, Randall, what do you got for us?
A couple years ago, there was a woman that had, like, 17 kids living in a motel. I think she'd be perfect for him.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, we're going to pass her name along to him.
Yeah.
All right, you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
See you, man.
Bye. All right, Mark, what do you got for us?
Well, I'll tell you, smart, intelligent, motivated women are the coolest chicks ever.
Yeah.
And, this guy's a nut job for thinking this now. He does have one point, because with the women working, somebody else is raising our children, and look at the snowflakes we have now.
That's a good point.
Interesting point.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Mark, have a great day, bud.
You too.
Good morning. It's QYK. Who's this?
This is Shelly.
Hi, Shelly. What do you got for us?
I just wanted to say, as far as your recent caller, I kind of agree with the statement as far as being a stay-at-home mom makes your children better, but in today's society, it's almost impossible to do. Just because you can't afford for a mother to stay home.
Right.
I was lucky enough to be able to be a stay-at-home mom. I have two amazing children, 22, 24. One's a 911 operator, one's a paramedic. Like, they're amazing kids. They've never been in trouble. And I'm sure that's because I was able to stay home with my children. I was lucky, and that was something I wanted to do. But it shouldn't be forced upon a woman if that's not what she chooses.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a point. If you have a chance to do that and you want to do that, then absolutely be a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad or whatever. But to shut someone's goals down and be like, you shouldn't be working when she's established a career, that's out of line.
Correct.
Well, listen, you have a great day. Appreciate you calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement that Zach is way out of line and stuck in a different planet. For sure.
Right.
Yeah. Can't even believe that. If you missed it, it'll be on our podcast on the 995 QYK app at 995QYK.com. All right, on a lighter note, Universal tickets right now. We're going to play a game called what, Lana?
Know Your Universe.
Yes, we'll take caller 9 right now, 800-992-1099. We got Scott in town and country right now at 995 QYK. He is playing Know Your Universe. All right, Scott, here's how it works. We are going to describe a fact about our universe. You got to guess the correct answer. We will give you multiple choice. And if you do, you will win Universal tickets. You ready?
Yeah.
First of all, are you feeling confident?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right. First question, Lana.
Is Kevin playing with us?
I can.
All right, here we go. Kevin's with us.
Just want to make sure. All right. Is the Big Dipper a single star or a group of seven stars?
It is a group. It is a constellation.
It is.
That is the correct answer.
Yes, it is.
All right. Kevin's
like, just want to make sure it is. All right, got it. Yes. Go ahead.
All right. Our galaxy is known as what? Is it Kit Kat, Mars, or Milky Way?
Milky Way.
Yes, I'd say so.
It's the Mars galaxy.
Yeah. We're just going to say, these are questions that Lana has come up with, and I think she's asked a five-year-old for them. But anyway, it's all good. Who cares? All right, Scott, one more question.
All right. Do light years measure time, distance, or radiation?
That's pretty good.
Distance.
Wow.
Yes.
He knows his solar system. Yeah,
he loves Star Wars. Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, Lana, we all knew our solar system on that one. Hey, Scott, congratulations. You got your Universal tickets. We're going to hook you up with two tickets and a parking pass.
Great.
All right. Hang on for me.
Thank you.
Now, Lana, where did you get these questions from?
Honestly, it says fun kids space questions.
Right. Yeah, of course it does. That's what we thought.
Well, I wanted to make it easy.
No, it's great. We want people to win. I agree.
Wait, hold on. Kevin, did you say that you knew that last question because of the movie Star Wars?
Well, it's lights. You know, if you're, what was it, light years?
Yeah.
It's by distance. It's not by actual time. Because if they say a star is however many light years away, I mean, you know it's a distance thing, not a time thing.
Mm. You should see her face right now.
Did you know that?
I think that makes sense. All right, we'll have more tickets for you this afternoon at 4:40 and more tomorrow morning at 7:55. Baby, what's up?
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Just want to wish Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line a happy 35th birthday today. Josh Turner is combining two favorite things, country music and Atlanta Braves baseball. He is going to perform a virtual concert on the team's Facebook page Thursday at 8 o'clock. That is Eastern time. So those of you that love baseball and some Josh Turner, you can definitely check that out. Sam Hunt, Brett Young, they will close out Red Rocks Unpaused. This is a special virtual concert series that's taking place over three different nights, starting September 1st, running through the 3rd at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado. You ever been?
I have not, but it's one of the coolest venues ever, I heard.
It's on my bucket list. Yeah. I so want to go there. And just to see Sam Hunt, obviously, virtual deal, but performances kick off each night at 7 o'clock, and fans can watch free of charge via Twitter's live event page. I can't read that. It's too small. Visible red rocks. I need to get new glasses. I think it says visibleredrocks.com. Oh, that's hilarious.
Can I help you? Let me see it.
Yeah.
Let me
help you. It's right there. Sorry. It's so small. Yes.
Visible red visible x redrocks.com.
So I got everything but the X.
Yeah, visible red rocks.
How
many fingers am I holding up? All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Right, moving right along. Anyway, that'd be pretty cool. All right, moving right along. Kane Brown's daughter, 10-month-old daughter Kingsley, is going to make her debut in her dad's upcoming video for Worldwide Beautiful. He says the upcoming stars will be his wife and his daughter in future videos.
Mommy, my music's, surrounded by my family. They're my world, especially Kingsley. When she smiles, she brightens up the whole house. So worship you. I definitely want to get both of them in the music video. When I hear that song, it reminds me of both of them.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so great. Cool. And it's a great song. All right, and finally, Darius Rucker is about halfway through his next album, which he hopes to have out early next year. So this means he's been working on it while he's been going through his marital situation, his separation with his wife. I want you to take a listen to the track that he released. This one is called What I Didn't Know I Was Missing.
And all my life, I've been looking wrong, because I didn't know what I was missing. Mistakes I've made, they've all come and gone. And I'm just starting to see that all the prayers and all the dreams that I was wishing, God knew just what I needed, and he gave me what I didn't know I was missing.
So obviously people
powerful are track, man.
Kind of talking about those lyrics and that track and not speculating anything. But you know, like I said, there's a lot of rumors around floating around. But we don't know, and it's none of our business. And when people go through, you know, separation and their marriage ends, it's a sad, sad thing.
Well, if he puts a song out like that, he'll probably comment on it because someone's going to ask him about that and where it's coming from. So, but, I mean, his voice sounds good on it. I love it, but that's going to be a deep song for sure.
Right, right. And we'll have more on that at 99.5QYK.com. And that wraps up your Music Minute for today.
All right, very cool. Kevin, you with us?
I'm here.
All right. He is live from the school of Kevin at his house right now because he has his kiddos, and we're going to talk to him and his kiddos about how things are going this morning coming up in less than 10 minutes on 99.5 QYK. Here's John Party, Ain't Always the Cowboy. Well, we got to give big props to Kevin today. He's not in the studio, but he's broadcasting live from his house. It's 99.5 QYK. Kevin, the Zooms are starting now. The kids are ready to go. You've already got them fed. You've got them dressed. And you've been doing this show with us. How's it going so far?
Yeah, it's been going pretty good. Today's Wacky Wednesday for Jake. So I had to, like, make his hair crazy, and he's wearing a crazy shirt. So every day is it's a different theme this week, every day.
Mr. Mom today.
I'm trying.
All right. Now we need to get the real answers. Can we talk to Jake or Olivia?
Yeah, here's Olivia.
Good morning, Olivia. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Yeah? What do you think about having your dad at home teaching?
It's fun.
Yeah.
Did he dress you and do your hair this morning?
I did my own hair.
Nice.
I don't know girls' hair. Come on.
Let me ask you this. Do you think your dad's a pretty good teacher helping out?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Are you learning a lot from watching your teachers on Zoom?
Not that much, because when you usually go to school, it's better because you're not on a Zoom.
Right. Is it weird to see all your friends on Zoom?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you excited to get back to school next week?
Yeah.
So now that Dad is home and he's your teacher today, what is something that Dad could do probably better job at?
Play a game with me?
Play a game with you. You got to do that. You got to have your breaks.
Yep.
We got to get Kevin to play some games. All right. All right, Olivia, have a great day at school. We love talking to you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Wacky Wednesday. We got Jake. Jake, you there, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, Jake, how's it going so far at school?
Good.
Yeah, so it's Wacky Wednesday. What does your hair look like right now? Can you describe it? Is it a mohawk?
I have a mohawk in the middle. It's like spiked on the side.
Oh, man.
Look at that. Hairdresser, too, Kevin is.
Yeah, I know. Killing the game right now.
Now, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing, there's a dinosaur and an inner tube.
A dinosaur and an inner tube?
And the inner tube's a flamingo, so that's why it's wacky.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that makes sense. That does sound wacky, Kevin. Jake, tell me this. What is one cool thing about being on Zoom with your friends?
Probably, like, so it's like you can, like, hold down the space bar, and it makes you, like, unmute yourself. That's kind of cool to me.
So you're getting good at Zoom is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Do you get to sleep in a little bit longer when you do it on Zoom?
Probably.
Probably. All right, Jake. Well, listen, buddy. We're glad you're getting to be with your dad today, and good luck at school, okay?
Okay.
All right. Kevin.
Yep.
You've got them trained very well. I think those were canned answers. I don't think that was the truth.
I had them written down for him on a piece of paper right here in front of them.
Now, what's the gourmet chef making for lunch this afternoon?
Yeah, I believe there's some turkey, maybe some peanut butter and jelly. Some Doritos are in the cabinet, so I think we're good.
Yeah, really extending yourself.
All four food groups represented. Nice.
That's right.
All right, man. Well, we're glad you're still with the show. We love what you're doing for your kids.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Hey, why don't we have Wacky Wednesdays here?
I love that idea. We dress up in something different every day.
Well, we do that already, but I'm saying something wacky.
Yeah, but we have like different themes or
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Gosh, I want to go back to school on Zoom. All right. Coming up next, an amazing I Feel Good story about what a Taco Bell employee did for one of their customers is after this. Morning Crew 995 QIK. Time for an I Feel Good story.
Sonia Nixon Frazier, she is the night manager at one of the Taco Bell restaurants. She actually happened to be working during the day when, unfortunately, something bad had happened, but it was a good thing that she was on the clock that day. She and two co-workers noticed a car driving in the wrong direction. She said, we saw the driver, he was slumped over the wheel, so we ran to him and pulled him out of the car. She checked for a pulse, and then they both called 911, but she said she noticed his fingertips, ears, and his lips were all blue, so she went into action.
I tried to find a pulse, because I noticed when we got him out, his ears, lips, fingertips, everything was blue. I think that's the closest I've been, though, to life and death situation. And he reached back out to me and told me he was okay, and I saved his life, and he didn't know how to repay me, and I told him that was payment enough to know that he was okay.
That's great.
Yeah, she started performing CPR on him while talking to the man, telling him that everything was going to be okay. The paramedics arrived in like 10 minutes, and then they took over. But thank goodness that somebody was working that knew what to do and saw those signs.
Yeah, you always talk about this, of like what you would do if you were in that situation. You know, if you would spring into action, would you freeze? Would you just be in shock? And that's cool that she was there and was able to just go for it.
And she was one of those people that responded and remained calm, unlike the girl that's talking on the radio right now would probably freak out.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't done very well in those kinds of situations.
I've done CPR one time when I was a lifeguard.
Oh, really?
That was the only time. Oh. But that was, well, yeah, thank God it was the only time.
I was going to say, was it a success?
Yes, Kevin.
I feel
this
good
is,
story.
This is an I feel good sure. story. I wouldn't give you okay. bad news right now. Yeah, no, I tried it one time. Didn't work. No,
Know. It's good to know that there's a man that knows how to do these kinds of things and can remain calm in the studio if anything ever happens.
There you go. Hope I remember how to do that. I'm just kidding. All right, coming up next, Dancing with the Stars. Now, they're using the term star very loosely these days.
Oh, boy.
Very. I mean, they've done it for like the last couple things. There's been like radio hosts on there who are like, really, dude? You're on this thing? So this stars is a very loose word. Guess who they're getting now? I'll tell you next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Kevin, Lana here. By the way, checking in with the school of Kevin. Kevin, everything going all right at school?
Yeah, everything's going good.
He's at home right now.
One Zoom done, got another one still ongoing. So,
all right, very cool. So, Dancing with the quote-unquote stars has seemed to have declined.
They really need to change the name.
Yeah. That's so true. Dancing with who? That's what it should be called.
Well, let me ask you this. Backstreet Boy singer AJ McLean, we remember him.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the other person that's already been confirmed is Caitlin Bristow. Who is that?
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
Kevin?
I could not tell you.
A former Bachelorette star.
Yeah, nice. That's why I wouldn't know.
Yeah. And they're on the same network, so they're just bringing them over from their other shows.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. So they are set to compete during season 29, by the way. Yeah. I can't believe it's lasted this long.
It's insane.
All right. But what everybody's talking about today is the fact that there is somebody that they are looking at.
Yes. You may remember her.
Carol Baskin. Killed her husband,
whacked him.
Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snapped
him.
What's happened? Carol Baskin.
Yeah, it's Carol Baskin may be on Dancing with the Stars.
Are you kidding me right now?
Now, infamous would be what I would call her. A star, not so much.
I mean, everybody knows her name.
And by the way,
Tiger
King. Doesn't she have a murder investigation going on?
Yeah, how could you be on Dancing with the Stars when you're being looked at?
Yeah. Well, I guess they know where she is.
Well,
in case she tries to run.
That's true. Now, whether or not she can dance is yet to be seen. We did get a...
Oh, I can tell you. She can't dance. I can promise you that.
Well, she was... Apparently, her and her husband, they submitted that video for Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande's video with you.
It wasn't good.
It was not good.
No, it wasn't good.
Well, anyway, that's about the most dancing that she has done. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Do you
I'm not trying to be rude. Okay, because she lives in the area, so I'm not trying to be rude, but I don't see a lot.
You're not going to.
I don't see a lot of coordination going on with her. I mean, because in Tiger King, when she was riding her bicycle, it didn't look like she was all that steady on two wheels. So I'm just trying to think how she would be dancing.
Well, obviously, Jer, we're talking about it. They're doing it for publicity. Then, you know, they got what they wanted. You know, we're all talking about it. Are you going to watch if she does join?
If she dances with a tiger, I'm in. Because that's what I want to see.
That would be awesome.
Bring the tiger out. Let's see what happens there. That'd be good. Or if it was her husband, that would be even better if her husband was on it, I think. Because we've seen him in the
tiger
show.
Tiger costumes, yeah.
Kevin, you watching?
No.
All right, perfect. Carol Baskin. Oh, boy. Dancing with the quote-unquote stars.
We're going to find out September 2nd.
All right. Dustin Lynch, seeing red. Good morning. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana here, and Kevin broadcasting live from home, doing double duty, being a teacher, being a 22-year veteran, a CMA, ACM winner, father of two, husband of one, training in Tampa Bay time. What you got, buddy?
Don't forget the USF graduate.
Oh, USF, he's demanded that be mentioned. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
My goodness. the Hillsborough County School District met yesterday after a judge sided with the teachers union over the reopening of schools. The school board, though, will likely maintain that 1 week of online-only learning, which is this week, and then schools will reopen for in-person learning next week. So that's what's going on today. Tomorrow it could change. It's been a fluid situation. So that's what's happening with Hillsborough County.
As 2020 has been a fluid situation.
It seriously has. The University of Tampa's Dean of Students sent a message to students, host a large gathering on or off campus, and you'll be internally suspended from university. Not good. The reason why the message was sent was there was a large gathering that was held last week in a residence hall, which violates the school's coronavirus safety plans.
It's going to be a hard one to uphold, man.
Oh, I know.
It's going to be very tough. But so the dean of students at the University of Tampa says no parties. And finally, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they won game two against the Bruins 5-4 last night. The game went to overtime and ended like this.
Puck taken to the outside by Pallott. Pallott is shot, and it went off the glove of Pallott. Wrapped around the tip by Maroon. Rebound, score! It's Pallott! And the Lightning have won in overtime!
Tell you what, there's been some exciting games going on with the Lightning.
A lot of overtime games, including a 5-overtime game in the last series against Columbus, but these guys don't get a lot of time to rest.
All right, when's the next game?
It's tonight at 8 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. They're playing back-to-back nights. The game is at 8 o'clock tonight, and you can watch that game on NBCSN. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay from my house. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Broadcasting from home right there. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you, brother. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Now, Kevin is at home teaching his kids and working on the show, so we got to give a big thank you to him for working from home. And
he's been doing it all this morning, so thank you.
Even his son, Jake, it was Wacky Wednesday, so he styled his hair for their Zoom classes.
Got him a cool shirt to wear, so he's like super dad today.
Yeah, we know that he's not the only parent doing that, so thanks for having us on, and congrats to you parents, and a big round of applause for you. All right, Lana, what was your favorite part of the show?
I got a little fired up today, I'm not going to lie, when we were talking to Zach. He was on the second date update, and I don't know what planet or what century he's living in, but it wasn't good.
Yeah, he had an interesting take on gender roles. So you can see that on our Instagram or our Facebook page, and we'll be back tomorrow with more Universal tickets at 7:55, and then tomorrow morning we're going to have Darius Rucker on the phone at 6:35. We'll see you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.